We'll ask our next guest about that, even though he's running for state representative in the 80th district. His name is Kirk Hilzinger. He is currently a Ward 10 St. Louis City Republican committee man. He's a director on the Freedom Principle St. Louis with our good friend Byron Keelan. Mr. Hilzinger, how are you, sir?
I am good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, we talked about, I've had COVID diagnosed on Monday. I'm near the end of it. So, man, I am feeling fantastic. So you're running
all right,
for
congratulations.
State, I appreciate that, my friend. You're running for state representative in the city of St. Louis. A lot of people would say that is a uphill climb. What would you say to those that think that you may not have much of a chance?
Well, I think this year of any year is probably the best because of all the frustration that are out with, just as you had mentioned, people cannot find food on the shelves. They cannot find, they cannot pay for gas. They cannot pay for groceries. So I can see where there's some frustration, and I'm hoping that the voters in the city maybe want to change directions and, you know, hold me accountable. If you choose to vote me in, hold me accountable and make sure I'm doing a better job for you.
Excellent.
Kirk, what are the general boundaries of the district that you're running in, just for people that aren't familiar with the 80th?
It's going to be Kings Highway Hill, Hills, the North Hampton area, and the Tower Grove South area.
Great. Great.
Excellent. Kirk, I see here that your platform is crime, education, and keeping taxes low. That's a good conservative platform that I think any voter would appreciate and would support. Tell us about how you're going to address the crime problem in St. Louis, which really, St. Louis is turning into the wild, wild west.
Well, I mean, my frustration with the likes of Kim Gardner and Cori Bush and Tashara Jones, they are calling for ending the police or severely reducing the amount of police that we have in the area. And I can tell from living there since the mid-90s, I see fewer and fewer police cars in the area. What I do see is crime reports up. A lot of burglaries happen. On the weekends, even in my area, you're seeing reports of gunshots. Every person in that area, whether they're visiting, they live here, or they work here, deserves to be in a safe environment. And I would like them to stop handcuffing the police and allow them to do their job, actually prosecute the criminals. I believe that Kim Gardner could not figure out maternity leave and let a few accused murderers go, which is not helping the city. I do feel for the residents of the city who see the same people get arrested over and over and are back out in the streets the next day. It's very hard to work with the police when you worry about any type of retaliation that you would receive from those criminals terrorizing the streets. And crime really does hurt, I think, the low and mid income people a lot more because they have to work a lot harder for what they achieve in life. And to have somebody take it from them or injure them or murder them or cause them other harm is just severely not fair to them.
Kirk, education is another prong of your platform. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on that. I know it's been in the news a lot lately, the whole concept of school choice and parental involvement. But what are the main issues that you would like to tackle if you are able to get to the state house?
Well, I don't know of any parent out there that doesn't want better for their children. And if their children is in a school, it's just not cutting it for them. I think both their child and the money that we pay to teach that child should follow them to a better school of the parent's choice, so long as there's resources at that school for that child to move to. And sure, we have a lot of schools in the city that need help, but we can't necessarily wait to get those straightened out when the child's future is, you have very limited time to make sure that child is taught.
We're speaking with Kirk Hilzinger. He is running for Missouri House District 80 this November. Kirk, I ask everyone who runs for office, I think this is your first time. Why are you doing this? And tell the audience a little bit, who is Kirk Hilzinger?
Well, I am not a politician. I don't claim to be, and I really did this after a lot of search, soul searching, because I'm not happy with the representation I'm getting by the people, the person that is currently in this position, and by a lot of the people that are supposed to be representing all residents of St. Louis City. And I I really want to put some better ideas out there. Maybe, maybe show by demonstration that we have better ideas that can work out better and prove ourselves to these people who vote Democrat year after year because it's just a force of habit.
Excellent. I also know that one part of your platform, which all conservatives and really any person that has a job should support, is keeping taxes low. You know, we work down in the city and we have that 1% earnings tax that gets taken out of our checks every pay period. What's your plan on taxes if you are fortunate to be elected to the state house?
I believe more in starving a government so it works more efficiently. And, you know, taxes, unfortunately, are a fact of life. But if we're going to take our hard-earned dollars and the time that is sacrificed by the people who earn that money, we got to make sure that every cent is accountable and is spent wisely. From what I know, the city is sitting on a lot of money that could be used for something like, well, emptying the trash dumpsters, which have not gone for weeks in some places. We do definitely need more first responders to keep our streets safe. And, main thing is to hold them accountable and really take a look at what we're spending our money on.
Kirk, I noted in your the note that we have on you that you do face a challenge from a Libertarian candidate and then the current incumbent for that office. Are there any Republican challengers that you're going to be facing off with in the primary in August?
No, actually, I'm unopposed as a Republican choice, and I was the first one to sign up.
Wow.
From what I understand, the current person in office had decided not to run at the last minute. He decided he was going to rerun, and I'm pretty sure that was due to the fact that I had signed up as well as the Libertarian candidate, and the Democrats did not want to lose that seat.
Excellent. Kirk, give the folks your website and how they could get more information about your candidacy. I know during this time of the year, especially with the 4th of July coming around, you need volunteers to walk in parades and to walk doors and all that good stuff. Tell people how they can get a hold of you if they want to help out.
I would appreciate any help that I can get. My website is really easy. It's KIRKFOR80.com, which is Kirk480. And you can find all my contact information in there as well. It's kirk@kirk480.com. Anything you can do is time or in money. I mean, $5, $10, whatever that helps. I will definitely go to try to get the word out about me as a viable alternative to what we currently have.
Kirk, I want to thank you so much for your time. Much success to you, my friend. And we'll see you out there on the campaign trail. And it's the dog days of summer, so make sure you stay hydrated and do what you got to do.
Will do.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Kirk.